So this is miffed, or actually miffed, fuck. Keep forgetting what my username is. Anyway, I am still in a shitty mental state because depression doesn't just go away once you admit you have it. Just like eating disorders don't go away and anxiety isn't going away and I wish they would fucking go away. Anyway, oh, shut up. I don't want to talk to you. Ah. Okay, get. Ugh. I am so done with boys in general. What is it? And when you meet someone and you have a nice date, then they don't text you for 3 days. Like, that's a cool thing to do. What the fuck? I don't understand straight people. Girls, you would, like, talk to and say, hey, I had a nice time. Do you want to, like, go out for a movie next week? Do you want to talk to someone? Blah, 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 blah. I don't understand, dudes. Does having a penis just make you incompetent? I'm sorry, there's probably dudes listening to this. Anyway, I don't give a fuck, and yeah, sorry, I am an angry person today. I had an absolute shitty day at work where people just could not stop insulting me. So fuck them. Anyway, I thought that maybe talking about funny, embarrassing shit that has happened to me would make me feel better, because I love talking about that shit. Most of the time. I think laughing at myself is 100% wonderful. And I do honestly mean that sincerely. So I have 3 stories here. Not typed out, just like, too long didn't read versions. That I'm gonna enunciate or, add on to. Yeah, that's it. So, this first one, I'm still feeling guilty over it, even though it happened, like, years and years ago. It was, like, grade 10 or grade 11 in high school, and I was in this thing called theater club, where, we would go to our local, play putting on area, the big one downtown, and see about 7 different plays, musicals, productions they put on every year. And it was about, I think, Christmas, and we were seeing The Kite Runner, which is this terrible, terrible story about a kid who lets his best friend get raped for a kite. And it's really bad. It's wonderful, but it's terrible. It makes you feel like shit, and then wonderful, and then terrible again. Anyway, it was a very long play, so there was an intermission in it. And me and my friends, being, like, what, in grade 11, we thought that it would be super cool if we were, like, pretended to be, like, all cool and suave, soiree, something, and get, like, coffee and tea in the middle of the intermission, because there was a coffee place there. And, at coffee places, usually, they don't give you lids that you can put, like, you know, sugary shit in there. Dress up your coffee, because, you know, people do that. So no lids, and this was boiling hot tea that we had both gotten. And, I'm a very easily startable, jumpable person. And so my friend, just brushed my back, and I leapt about a foot in the air, and I flailed, and I ended up touching her drink, which didn't have a lid on it. And so it spilt all over her chest. She got second degree burns from me. And it's been about, I think, 2-3-ish years. And she still has scars. And she can't let it in the sun, or go in the sun without being covered. So that happened. That was terrible. We also cannot stop telling it to any of our friends or people that we just meet, like, hey, we've fucked each other up really, really badly. Or she has anyway. I'm perfect. Or as she would say. She's still my best friend, or one of, so I didn't screw up that badly. However, it is very easy to guilt trip me with it. Oh well. Next up, I have, one about menstruating, which is still fucking hilarious. Okay, so I'm a fan of wearing skirts. I think pants are, like, blasphemy and should be fucking burned at a stake. Pants are terrible. So even when I'm on my period, I will typically be wearing a skirt, 'cause fuck that. YOLO. And I fucking hate pads because it feels like you're wearing a diaper. So I use tampons like 99% of the time, 'cause fuck this. I don't anymore. I use a menstrual cup 'cause it's so much easier to use. You just have to clean it out. Cotton is disgusting. Anyway, it was like the last day of school, I think grade 10, and we had wandered from our school, which no one had gone to because all the exams are done, all the tests are done, to the nearby huge gigantic mall to just hang around the food court, go to a pet store, and look at the bu adorable bunnies and shit. And so we had gone to the food court and we were like sitting down talking for hours and hours because that's what you do when you're like in grade 10 and you're broke as fuck. And during this time, I'd realized, oh hey, I haven't changed my tampon in like 6 hours. That's probably unhealthy. Also, I need to piss. So I went up and I went to use the bathroom, which was about 50 feet away from us. It was quite a distance, actually, more like 100 meters or something. And I get into the bathroom and I start washing my hands because I know where my hands have been. I am washing them first. And one of my friends comes up behind me and asks me, "Hey, Miff, yeah, are you on your period?" Yeah, why?" "You kind of bled through." And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?" And then she goes on to tell me about how her boyfriend at the time thought that I had been sitting in ketchup and was worried for me. And so we kind of just had like a laugh about boys and being dumb. He thought I sat in ketchup. Oh my God. That's fucking awful. I can't even. So she left. I came out about 3 minutes later and like I wasn't doing so much the walk of shame as the walk of I don't know what to expect when I get there. Like I was trying so hard not to just like break down laughing because this was hilarious to me. I was not even mortified. This was the funniest shit ever. And so I get back to my table, the table we're all at. Only they've moved like 2 tables over. And one of my friends tells me that, hey, they left a note on my chair saying like don't sit here. And so, like, we were laughing over that, and about 3 minutes later, a custodian walks by, a female one who is very, very pretty, let me tell you, and she just picks up the paper, looks under it, puts the paper down so calmly and gracefully, and just like walks, waltzes away. I couldn't make this shit up. It was so wonderful. It was all the more hilarious that she just did it so fucking gracefully. Anyway, that was terrible. Oh my God. I still can't believe, like, by how little embarrassed I was by that. I told that story to fucking everyone the next few days. Like, random people on the street, I think. Acquaintances that I just met, yeah. No, it's funny. It's fucking funny. If you know me for like more than a month, you will have heard that story. Oh, and then I have one more, which is the only story I have that I'm actually embarrassed about, or that I'm ac was actually embarrassed when it happened. So as I said before, I'm on audio. I used to be in this thing called Drumline, which is basically self-accredited band geeks with drums and cymbals, I being a cymbal because I couldn't fucking read music and I still can't. And as band geeks usually are, we're pretty dirty and we make a lot of bad jokes. And one of the ways my anxiety festers is that I get really nauseous all the time, like just this eating away in my stomach, so I can't really tell when I'm sick and actually sick, or when I'm just nervous to all hell. And so during this drumline practice, I had been fairly nauseous the whole time, and I'm like, whatever, I'll just work through it, because that's what I do. Ugh. And then we had like, it was like 10 o'clock at night, we were like tuning down to go home, we were going through our last jam, and in the middle of it, someone says this hilariously racist joke, which was made all the more funnier by the fact that they themselves were fucking black. And I started laughing very, very hard. And when I laugh very hard, I snort, I fall over, I will literally, like, slap my leg. And, like, I think I may have fell on the floor on my hands and knees. It was a bad, bad joke. And they were all still kind of playing, because it was just meant to be a whisper behind our ears thing, but I couldn't do that. I had no chill. And then I was laughing very, very hard, and I was nauseous at the same time. So I started laughing so hard I puked. And I kept laughing through my puke because that somehow made it funnier. And this went on for like 30 seconds. It was like projectile, too. It was so fucking bad, and I was so embarrassed because everyone could see me doing that, like my band teacher, my classmates, one of which was someone I had a really bad crush on. I had a sex dream about him, like it was bad. And the custodians were like just gearing up to leave because they only stayed so late on those days because we were there. And I had to go and tell them that, hey, I kind of puked on the floor. You're going to have to clean that up. I'm really sorry. You're going to have to stay later. And God, for poor little anxious Miff, that was like a death trap. Like, do you want me to have a heart attack right then and there? Yeah. I've had some really embarrassing shit happen to me, actually. Holy fuck. Wowie. Anyway, those are, like, my top three stories that I say to everyone. And I'm actually feeling way better now. I really do love laughing at myself. I'm fucking hilarious. Yeah. Night. I guess.